Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts. Also, the Word is the Way to Life podcast. What a wonderful joy it is to be in this season of the year where we're celebrating the birth of Christ and His promised return. Also, because we know that He has given us life and how we can have it more abundantly. So with that said, this week, as we've been doing a journey through the Psalms, not all of the Psalms, only from Psalm 51 up to 100, we are now at Psalm 81. Let me share with you about Psalm 81 from the New Living Translation. And the directions for the choir director is a Psalm of Asaph to be accompanied by stringed instruments. You know, I find that interesting because, you know, King David, when Saul was chasing him and different things like that, and Saul got all stressed out, King David played the harp. And Saul would call David in to play the harp, and that stringed instrument music would soothe him. Now, it is interesting about string music and how that does seem to just give us a little bit of peace. That's one of the reasons we like to listen to classical music. Ralphie's opinion only, but I like classical music, and I do enjoy listening to it. But I digress. Here, Psalm 81, New Living Translation. Sing praises to God, our strength. Sing to God of Israel. Sing, beat the tambourine, play the sweet harp and the lyre. Sound the trumpet for a sacred feast. When the moon is new, when the moon is full, for this is required by the laws of Israel. It's a law of the God of Jacob. He made a decree for Israel when he attacked Egypt to set us free. I heard an unknown voice that said, now I will relieve your shoulder of its burden. I will free your hands from the very heavy task. You cried to me in trouble and I saved you. I answered out of the thundercloud. I tested your faith at Meribah. When you complained, there was no water. Listen to me, O my people, while I give you stern warning. O Israel, if you would only listen, you must never have forgotten God. You must not bow down before a false god. For it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things. But no, my people wouldn't listen. Israel didn't want me around. So I let them follow their blind, stubborn way, living according to their own desires. But oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that Israel would follow me, walking in my path. How quickly I would then subdue their enemies. How soon my hands would be upon their foes. To those who hate the Lord would cringe before Him. Their desolation would last forever. But I would feed you with the best foods. I would satisfy you with wild honey from the rock. May God add His blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word. You can also find reference to that I will satisfy you with wild honey from the rock in Daniel chapter 32, verses 13 and 14.